up with another repeater is you need a pair, right? And in the Metro Detroit area, pairs are near impossible to come by. And you get on a waiting list, and eventually you might get one. I mean, you can get one eventually, but it's not a, it takes a while. And you know, and then you know, you link them up, and now you've taken two resources, and you've kind of gobbled them up. Which, if they cover diversely different geographical areas, no big deal. But if they're overlapping, then you know, it starts to become wasteful, particularly in a finite resource arena. So, now voting, on the other hand, doesn't do anything. You have your transmitters at the site that you're licensed for, and then you can put receivers all over the cotton-picking place. But, you know, doesn't do no good to have, you know, like I'd never put a receiver on the 2.6 in Richmond because I just don't cover, you know, out that way. You know, and the receiver would far, far outperform, you know, the transmitter. But, you know, I would put one in Mount Clemens, and that would bolster it up that way. Maybe put one down in Detroit, that would bolster it down that way for HD coverage and stuff, and then, you know, maybe try to get something to the west or northwest or something like that. You know, so one just improves its, you know, your talking power. And also it allows me to do some creative things with the transmitter. You know, I can turn it into a real gorilla as long as I've got the ears to hear, you know, multiple receivers. So technically it's easier. You know, it's just doing receivers. Well, actually it's not. Separate repeaters are easy. You just put them in, link them up. Receivers, you got to have a voting system of some sort, so there's that. And that was entirely too long of an explanation for a 50-cent question, got a $2 answer. So, sorry, I overspent. Dave?